This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Free parking spaces in Manhattan could become a thing of the past. Here's WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
Against the wishes of many drivers, the Transportation Committee of the Upper West Side's Community Board 7 recently passed a resolution asking the city to consider more productive and equitable uses of curbside space.
The situation we have now is completely unacceptable.
Howard Yaris is the committee chairman.
Because of deliveries, people getting into cabs, out of cabs, Uber, Lyft, whatever. Something has to be done. It's only going to get worse.
One of the suggestions is selling residential permits or parking permits capable of surge pricing. New York is the only city in the nation that doesn't issue residential parking permits. On the Upper West Side, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Governor Cuomo has ordered a state investigation into housing discrimination by real estate agents on Long Island. A Newsday investigation found agents only showed minority clients homes in minority neighborhoods and only allowed clients with pre-approved mortgages to view certain homes. Cuomo wants the state agencies that oversee civil rights complaints, affordable housing, and the licensing of real estate agents to conduct a joint investigation into housing bias. The state's also launching a housing discrimination hotline where home seekers can file complaints. A record number of New York City students enrolled in college last year. 62% of the class of 2018, nearly 49,000 students were enrolled. That's up 11% since Mayor de Blasio took office. Here's City Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza.
With our College Access for All, we're helping students visit campuses. They're applying for financial aid early, and we are helping them track their applications so that when they submit, it's complete and it's high quality.
The graduation rate for last year's class also reached a record high, 76%. Tis the season for thieves. Nassau County Police are warning holiday shoppers to be aware. Here's WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
I'm here at the Broadway Mall in Hicksville, and it took all of 2 minutes for officers to find a park SUV with a purse in the back seat. Very visible, says Nassau County Police Lieutenant Richard LeBron.
Anybody can go up to that car if the door is open. Open the door, take that. It takes about 5 seconds.
And officers are on patrol on horses. They will be at malls throughout the county.
Right now, I can see about 5 to 6 feet. When you're on a horse, that increases to about 13 feet. So they can see above cars. They can see through lanes of traffic.
Undercover officers will be around as well. The biggest problem, people leaving their car doors unlocked with the key fobs inside and then going shopping. And you can easily guess what has been happening.
97% of our vehicles, high-end vehicles especially, that is stolen in Nassau, and that fob is left in the vehicle. That is basically giving that perpetrator a free ride in your car.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
In the Weather Center, meteorologist Bob Larson, a little milder this afternoon. Not too bad.
Not bad at all for November. We're looking at sunshine this afternoon. Michael, not a lot of wind either. High in the low to mid-50s. Increasing cloud cover tonight, low 46. And then mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild tomorrow, but we do anticipate a couple of showers. Tomorrow's high at 56. Back to dry weather, back to chilly weather on Saturday. Sunshine to start, increase of cloud Saturday afternoon, high 47. Rain developing Saturday evening. Temperatures now range from 48 in Poughkeepsie to 54 in Westfield. It's 51 in Midtown with a high of 53.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.